Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, every Friday afternoon, we put your questions to people who are working in really unusual professions. Maybe they have a different background or interesting career. And today, quite a number of people actually asked us to chat to a travel agent. So that's what I'm doing this afternoon. I'm joined by Ciara Foley, who's from Platinum Travel. Ciara, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, Andrew.
Yeah, 087 1400 106, that's the number. Get your questions into us. Did you always want to be a travel agent?
No, I think I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up, to be honest with you. But no, I grew up in a travel family. So both my parents worked in Aer Lingus. My dad was a pilot all his life and my mum worked as a ground hostess and they met there. So so I've always been in a travel family.
And then you wanted to keep your feet in the ground?
I wanted to keep my feet in the ground and kind of ground myself. I didn't really know what I wanted to do and I naturally fell into it by doing a bit of work experience in budget travel years and years ago.
Yeah.
And then slowly just went from there and I've been in it for over 30 years. So I absolutely love it. It's one of these things that you have to be very passionate about. Anybody that's in the travel industry is passionate about travel and I love it,
yeah.
I have to say.
I imagine it must be a really fun job.
It is a fun job and we have great crack, but it's a hard job. It's much harder than people realise. There's an awful lot more that goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You're not just sitting there looking at hotels.
Looking
through brochures. Yeah. There's a lot of logistics. However, everybody we deal with for the most part is in good form. So we're
with people at their best. They're coming to you. They've saved up. They're going on their dream holiday. You're getting people when they're in great form.
They're all in great
form. Until something goes wrong.
And most people, you don't know like how long they saved. You don't know what year they've had.
Sure,
so you have to
yeah.
look after them all the same. And luxury to one person is flying without kids. Luxury to somebody else is, business class. So
yeah.
Every trip is different.
You get every walk of life for sure. Okay, loads of questions in, Ciara, for you. We have a voice note. Pop on the headphones. This question is in from Adam.
What's the benefit of organising a holiday through a travel agent versus just doing it yourself?
Okay, that's a very good question. And it's one we get asked an awful lot. So I believe there's room on the internet and there's room with travel agents. But if you book with the travel agent, then you are, number one, financially protected because we have to be licensed and bonded by the IAA. You also have the expertise. So everybody that's in the industry is highly, an expert at what they do. We've been to these places. We've colleagues that's been. We know, the places to choose that are right for you. And also that you're, as I said, financially protected. But if you have an emergency in the middle of the night, if you are travelling abroad and something happens and you have to get home, you need to be able to call somebody. And we're there at the end of the phone. You try calling an airline or a cruise company in the middle of the night, you're going to be holding for hours or you're queuing at an airport.
We've seen a lot of this, in recent times. Like I'm just thinking, wasn't it Rhodes last year, the fires?
Yes, there was a lot of fires.
And we had people on the show ringing us because they couldn't get through to airlines. And, and ringing hotels and didn't know where to go. And they were contacting us and sending me emails and we were trying to contact the Department of Foreign Affairs. But there is that. I suppose you're getting the comfort of a bit of security.
Perfect. That's exactly a very good example, the Rhodes fires. And one we had a couple of weeks ago were the floods in Dubai. And we had clients coming home from New Zealand and they were ringing us at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning because they couldn't get through to Emirates. They didn't know if they could go via Dubai. We had clients stranded in Dubai as well. So we were able to get them sorted and just say, look, you stay where you are.
We'll
do everything here and we'll ring you. So it's we won't always be as cheap, inverted commas, as the internet, but it's just allowing for those other things to take into consideration when using an agent.
We've another voice note in from Chris.
Hi, I was just wondering that if you go through a travel agent, if you've got two legs that are on different carriers, and are you covered if there's a delay on your first leg? Thank you.
Okay, that's a very good question and something to be really mindful of. So when you're booking flights with a travel agent, or even if you book them by yourself, but if generally we would recommend you book them with ourselves, you have to book it as a through ticket. So say, for example, Dublin, London, Las Vegas, and you're using British Airways, Dublin, London and onwards with British Airways, or in some cases you can mix airlines. It must be a through ticket, which means it must be issued on the same ticket number. That means that you are protected if the Dublin, London is delayed, that you will automatically be reprotected on the next flight. Mm. If there isn't a flight that day, you will be put up overnight with your accommodation, transfers, meal vouchers. The other thing is you must also allow what they call the minimum connecting time. So you can't say, Asher, I'll take a risk and I'll give it 45 minutes from Heathrow. Airlines have rules, airports have rules, so you must have covered the minimum connecting time. So the rule is book it as a through ticket, and that's really important. It's a very good question.
Okay, we've another one in from Jason.
So I have a background in tourism originally, working for Club Med as a water sports instructor. And I noticed the trends back then even in sort of low impact tourism. gaining a foothold. And I'm just wondering, as a travel agent in Ireland, have you seen that impacting in Ireland? So smaller groups coming into the country, demanding sort of smaller experiences, more unique experiences, or is it still the big old group of Americans coming over looking for golfing tours? It's just something I'm interested in.
Yeah. No, he's 100% right. And as tourism and travel evolves, that's exactly what people are doing. So you have your standard escorted tours where people will go to Ireland and they'll tour all the usual hotspots. But then you will have your culinary tours, your wine tours, your you could have brewery tours, you could have book tours. So somebody will come over with maybe 10 to 15 people, keep it small, and they'll be very specific about what they want to do. It could be an art tour and they want to go to art galleries, or it could be a history tour. So those small tours are really popular. Sometimes you can have a mix of people, or it could be one lady from a golf club who's organised everybody and she knows them.
Yeah.
So it varies, but the small group tours are extremely popular.
Are they?
Yeah.
And on the flip as well of us going to other places too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So we get a lot of people going over to Italy on small tours. Culinary and wine is huge in Italy, but you also get people going on, as I said, the book clubs are very, very popular now as well, because they want to go to maybe where a book was based, or film tours. But a lot of them now are kind of 15, 16, 17 people and keeping it tight. Family tours, they do small group family tours. So it's geared towards teenagers going up to the Pyrenees or the Alps, something like
Brilliant.
That, you know. So
it's often hard, I imagine, for, you know, families if they want to do the family holiday, if the mix of ages, and particularly if you have teenagers.
Teenagers are
who
the
are
one,
beyond
absolutely.
Kids club and all of this kind of stuff.
And they say they don't want anything, although this gentleman said he was in Club Med in a previous life, and Club Med are super as well. We use them a lot because they gear for every age.
Listener is wondering, how do the internet and things like Skyscanner, Booking.com affect business?
So when the internet first kind of came out all those years ago, it was one of these things that we panicked a little bit in the industry about. But now we embrace it. So we completely embrace it. And as I said earlier on, I'm a believer, if somebody just wants to book a night in London, they can go on to Booking.com. And you know, we wouldn't be able to survive without the internet ourselves. But because all the suppliers we use are online and our back office systems are online. So I don't think it massively affects it, because there's enough room for both. You know, you need us for our expertise in the more detailed stuff and the financial protection. But some of the operators online are very, very good as well. And it's just, you have to be careful who you use. Skyscanner is great, but it's a broker. So when you delve down and you go three steps down the line, that flight that you first looked at on the first screen may not be there. So you have to be very careful that you don't take the first picture as actually what's available.
Okay. We've another voice note in, Kira, from Helen.
Do young people use travel agents, or is it mainly older people?
No, young people, and that's one of the best parts about it. Young people are embracing it, and we're getting more and more young people coming into the industry. So I was only mentioned to one of the lads outside that we have a lot of Leaving Cert holidays. And the Leaving Cert holidays, you know...
Do you organise the trip to Magaluf?
We do organise it. Now, most of what we... In Platinum Travel, most of what we do is tailor-made kind of luxury stuff. But I do have a number of friends who would get on to me in September and say, please, can you book the Leaving Cert holiday?
Yeah.
So you'd have 15 or 20 going off to Ibiza or going off to Magaluf, wherever they're going. And it just means that their parents know that they're safe. They're on in September. The parents want it booked, because until it's booked, they're not studying. So they want it booked.
Yeah.
And then they have somebody to call when they're over there. But the kids just want to pay the money. And you'd be surprised what their budget is. They've pretty decent budget for these Leaving Cert holidays. I don't know where they get it.
Right.
You know, maybe it's a bribe to get good results or something.
Get good results or something.
Yeah.
It's funny, I booked my first trip with a travel agent, like, you know, in years, only last year.
Yeah. And you were looked after well?
Yeah, it was great. I booked it with Sunway Travel. And I did it because I went on a cruise, and my aunt actually had advised me to go through a travel agent, particularly because I was going on a cruise.
Yeah.
Because her advice was, you know, there's too much messing between flights. If bags went missing, you know, to get everything in order, you're not just going to a destination and staying put. Sure, you don't know where the nearest hospital is if something goes wrong.
That's it. And in fairness, Sunway are Irish owned. They're an absolutely brilliant operator. We deal with them as well. They're really, really good. It's particularly with cruising, you have to be careful. And if it's your first time, Andrew,
it's a bit daunting.
You know,
we've another one in from James.
My question is, what is the most unorthodox / dangerous country that you yourself have been to, or someone has requested you organise a holiday for?
Interesting.
Thank you.
Goodness me, that's an interesting one. I don't think I've been to any seriously dangerous places. I mean, we don't know where is dangerous anymore.
No,
I mean,
I've done
a huge amount in the States. I've probably done about 30, 35 states at this stage. So you never know what's going to happen over there. We did get an interesting one earlier this year for the eclipse, and they wanted to go. It was a small group, actually, specifically for astrology. And they wanted to go to a really, really small town in the back end of Mexico, which
was just
going
to ask you about Mexico.
And it was Mexico. And when we went, we've partners over there, and they came back and said, no, we won't. We are doing no bookings. That town is particularly dangerous, and we're not sending anybody there. So we wouldn't take the booking. And we said, look, we're really sorry. We'll book somewhere else for you, but we won't book
you
that.
See, you hear people talk about Cancun and the resorts and Mexico. And I would love to go to them. I've been actually to Mexico, but never, not for any long period of time, just for, you know, 1 or 2 days and holidays, but as part like that of, you know, of larger trips. But I'm told you have to be very careful once you leave the, basically your compound or the hotel, you know.
That's it. You have to be careful wherever you go. But if you're going off the beaten track and you're travelling on your own, that's why, again, it's good to, you know, have done your research before you go anywhere, because you don't know where you're going to land and who you're going to land with.
Who designs or decides on the itinerary for the trip?
Between us and the client. So big part of what we do is listening to the client. Listen to what they say when they get on the phone. Who's going? When are they going? What type do they like? What's their budget? And listen to them. Sometimes you'll give them the first itinerary and they'll say, love it, go for it. And then others will say, oh, I like that, change that, move that. So it's all about fine tuning.
It must be very time consuming.
It is. It is. And we try and get that message across. We do a lot of fly drive holidays in the States, and every trip is different. So you don't know who's going to book what. You just have to allow for this. You really have to listen and feel what the client wants and try and get it right. And usually the clients, in fairness, are really forthcoming, and we get it there in the end. So, but it is time consuming.
We've another one in from Kevin.
Hi, just wondering where you would recommend to go on a family skiing, snowboarding trip for a very first time. Italy, Andorra, any suggestions would be very welcome. Thanks.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. So skiing holidays are on sale already for next year. So anybody that's
already
looking to go, yeah, already. I mean, cruising is on sale for 2026. So there's a lot of holidays. Yeah. So it varies. Andorra is a great one for starting out. There's a lot of countries across Europe that will have beginner, intermediate and advanced levels, you know. So, and again, depending on your budget, if he's going with kids, he doesn't want to go and spend a fortune, because cruise or skiing may not be for them. What I would consider as well, the likes of New Hampshire, Vermont, they're only about an hour flight longer, and you get an awful lot more in the US in some of the destinations if you don't want to ski every day, if you want to go off, maybe do a bit of shopping or a bit of touring. So I would keep that kind of East Coast, New England on the radar for skiing, but also Europe. Andorra, probably he's bang on, is a great beginner first place.
Is it budget wise, is it kind
very
of in the middle
reasonable.
Of the scale? Is it
very, very reasonable? If you've skied a lot, you won't go to Andorra. If you're starting out, you would.
How do travel agents get paid? Does the consumer pay a commission for the charge, or how does it work?
It isn't the consumer, but it's usually the supplier. It varies a lot depending on what way you book it. But generally, rule of thumb is we get commission from the supplier. So if we book Royal Caribbean, or we book Silver Sea, or the Travel Corporation, depending on what we're booking, the price you see is the price you get quoted, but they will give us a kickback or a commission the other side.
It's sort of like a mortgage broker.
It's a bit like a mortgage broker.
Like,
exactly,
if I go to Platinum or Sunway or some of the cruise companies today to book a holiday, and I pay, you know, the whatever it is, €500 for the trip, there isn't then a 15% commission going to the travel agent. Typically, it's the company's paying you guys.
The travel agent, so we would get the commission at our end. So if I book a holiday, we'll say with Sunway Holidays, because Sunway book with us, you'd get the same price if you booked with them or booked with us, but they would give us a net price on it. So we will get wholesale rates and kind of negotiated contract rates with airlines that other people aren't able to get, because we have the license and the cover. Yeah. So there are some service fees, and we do, you know, we have to value our time. You know, if you go to a doctor, you'll pay for their time. If you go to a solicitor, you'll pay for their time. So if something's taking a long time, we may take a deposit that goes against your holiday.
Somebody's wondering, do you have to go and try out every trip first of all?
Every trip. Well, we've a new rule. We travel with every client. No, we don't, no. But yeah, we go on what we call familiarization trips, which is where we go to a destination, experience
Amazing.
It. They work as hard though, I tell you.
Do
people
they,
think
yeah.
it's all a jolly, but...
Sounds like a permanent holiday, Ciara.
It's a fun job. It's a fun job.
Ciara, thanks a million. Ciara Foley there, as I said, from Platinum Travel.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.